All right, hello everyone. We're gonna go ahead and get started with our availabilities today. We are now joined by Corey Heim. Corey, you've had somewhat of a familiar relationship with 2311 Racing dating back to last year, but now you are officially a member of the team as their first development driver. So just talk about this step in your career and the opportunity to run more cup races this season and your future with 2311.
Yeah, first of all, I'm just so grateful to have this opportunity with 2311 Racing. Just being a part of the organization on a small scale last year, running Nashville, of course, in the Cup Series, and kind of get my feet wet with that organization, and then now to a much bigger scale for myself and being the team's first development driver. Just so thankful for everyone at 2311 Racing, and super thankful for everyone at Toyota for believing me over the past couple of years. Started with them in 2020, and it's been a slow climb up through the ranks, but for them believing in me and giving me the opportunities to prove myself in ARCA and the Truck Series, and then finally getting a couple opportunities in Xfinity and Cup and proving myself there, just so thankful for Toyota, so thankful for 2311 Racing, and can't wait for my first race in Kansas.
All right, well, we'll begin opening up to questions. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll get a mic to you. We'll start with Jacob over here on the right.
Jacob Zuman, Race Face Digital. Corey, two for you. First, there's been a lot of noise, maybe not that you've listened to, but from the outside, of people thinking, you know, with everything that you've shown, why be so patient and why be, you know, committed to 3 years in the Truck Series? What is it about this process, about Toyota, and this long-term plan with you that has allowed you to just remain not just committed to them, but really committed to not going at this too quickly?
Yeah, I really think it starts behind the scenes. You know, a lot of people don't see what goes on a week-to-week basis. You know, I've been a part of the development program since 2020, and being able to work out at their gym, TPC, and be a part of that family, and just the way I've been treated over the last 5 years has been nothing but exceptional. So, you know, everyone there treats me like family, from everyone at TPC to Toyota, and just everyone in between. So, you know, that's the first step of it. But, you know, also they've given me great opportunities over the last couple of years and given me winning equipment, you know, just from the part-time year in 2022, winning a couple races there and kind of proving myself to get a full-time opportunity, and then being able to compete for a championship 2 years in a row. You know, it's not hard to feel comfortable when you're winning, you know, and getting those opportunities, and also getting my feet wet with Xfinity in the last couple of years. Just being surrounded by good people, I think a lot of people can relate to, you know, just feeling some sort of comfort there, you know. You know, I know a lot of people, as you mentioned, say that, you know, there might be a lack of opportunity, but I've never really felt that way. I've always felt comfortable within that family and the opportunities I've been granted, and I'm very grateful for that.
What has made now, and these steps that you've taken last year, going back to the couple of starts, and now this year expanding on that, what do you feel has made this the right time to just continue to grow that?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know if there's any one specific thing that has made me feel like this is the right time to advance my career, but you know, I know I've worked very hard over the last couple of years to develop myself and get better and continue to grow as a race car driver. I feel like a lot of people have seen some drivers maybe be rushed up and kind of struggle. I don't want to be that guy. You know, I feel like I'm on the right career path to grow and get better. And, you know, when I'm ready, the time will come sort of deal. So, yeah, I feel like this structure and this development for me is the right plan for me. And it just, once again, kind of going back to my last answer, just really feels comfortable, you know, just being a part of the family and the opportunities that have been granted over the last couple of years. I've felt confident in my career path, and I continue to do so going forward.
Go to Bob up here on the left.
Bob Hockrus, Fox Sports. Is there any, in choosing what races you're doing, what's kind of the strategy? Is there certain tracks you wanted or they wanted you to do as far as Cup?
I can't find Bob. Where's he at?
Right here, over to your left.
There you are. Yeah. Can you repeat that, sir?
Yeah. What is there any strategy or like what's going into the decision of what Cup races you do?
A little bit, yeah. I feel like, in a sense, I want to feel prepared in my Cup starts, but I think there's a element of being uncomfortable and learning a lot within my limited starts, just being, you know, prepared for, you know, when I get to compete at a bigger scale and compete for points in a championship one day. Just being able to learn at some tough tracks, but also apply some things at some tracks that I'm more used to. And with Kansas being my first start, I was able to race that race last year in Cup. I don't think that was any sort of coincidence. I think it was more of just a really fitting first race to kind of get my feet wet, a place that I'm very familiar with between my ARCA and truck starts, as well as Xfinity and Cup. You know, I've started a race there in every series. So to answer your question, I think there's a little bit here and there, but I'd say for the most part, it's just wherever is best for me and the team, you know, on a mutual standpoint.
We'll go to Matt Weaver over here in the center, and then we'll go to Steven.
Matt Weaver, Sportsnaut. With Brendan winning the ARCA race last week, obviously there's a shared connection there with you guys and Lee Pulliam. I'm curious, now in hindsight, I know you've always spoken very highly of Lee, but now being able to look at the journey the last couple of years, how much did Lee really prepare you for here? And in some ways, is there any sort of, like, I don't know, NASCAR cultural parallels to what you're doing now and what Lee was doing 3-4 years ago?
Yeah, I'd say so. I think, you know, in the grand scheme of things, looking back at kind of what age I was when I was racing with Lee, I was a kid, you know, and I think it's really important to have some sort of guidance there. And Lee is the perfect fit for being a good guider and a good, I guess not necessarily like a father figure, maybe not to that extent, but just to have someone that's kind of looking after you and understands, you know, him being a former race car driver, and understands what it's like to be in my shoes as a 15, 16 year old kid, kind of trying to, you know, make my name in NASCAR and get my feet wet, as far as racing at a bigger scale, coming from Legends Cars and whatnot. I think he's a really good fit for that. And I know Brendan was older when he raced for Lee, but, you know, he was kind of in the same position of, you know, not a lot of experience with NASCAR or ARCA or anything like that. It's, you know, trying to, you know, put yourself in position at the right moments on these big car store races and whatnot, and make sure you make the right decisions to, you know, put your name out there for bigger teams and bigger opportunities. I think he's such a good role model for that sort of development. So, yeah, Lee means a lot to me. He's been a big part of my career and my development, and I think you'll see more drivers, you know, over the years come from his team and make their names in NASCAR as well.
We'll hit Steven right here, and then we'll go to Daniel toward the back.
Steven Toronto, CBS Sports. Corey, you made one start for 23-11 last year back at Nashville. I just wanted to get some clarification. I know Eric Phillips was the crew chief for the 50 car and what's now the 67 car last year, but how much logistically and crew-wise has carried over from 2024 to 2025 for, I guess, 23-11's fourth car now? And then how much does that help as you go from having made one start for them last year to a more expanded schedule this year?
Yeah, Dave Rogers did do my 50 car last year at Nashville. But as far as personnel goes, I think there is a couple people that are carried over from that start. Booty's is going to do my races this year. So it's awesome to have that experience and leadership within him, and what he's done with Bubba over the past couple of years. It's awesome to have that experience. I think it's super important, especially at the Cup level. So I was very excited to hear that when I was told that a couple months ago. And as far as individual personnel, I'm not exactly sure who's going to be doing it. I think it's a sort of mixture of, you know, who they had from last year in a sense. But yeah, I'm super excited. I mean, my start with 23-11 last year was great. They have such a good development program set in stone with their personnel, and their preparation is great. So for a young driver like me that's trying to develop and learn on a weekly basis, I think it's a really good fit, and I can't wait for Kansas.
And just for clarification, so I'm 100% clear, you're saying Booty's crew chiefing the car this year?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
yeah. Cool. Thanks, Corey.
Yep. We'll come to Daniel over here in the back.
Daniel McFadden, Frontrunner.com. Going back to your three races, your three starts that you made last year, how much of an eye-opening experience were those three races, and what stood out to you about making those starts?
Yeah, I think it goes without saying that it's, you know, an eye-opening you know, situation. Just being at the top level and competing against the best is difficult. I think that's pretty clear, but I definitely learned a lot. You know, I was a little bit on short notice with the first start, of course, with Eric's injury and whatnot, having, you know, a few days to prepare for Dover, but kind of already doing some sim work in the previous couple of weeks leading up to that, you know, had me somewhat prepared for that opportunity. But regardless, there's really nothing you can do to prepare in 4 days to, you know, get ready for your first Cup start. So that was tough. But and then I ran the next week at Kansas. That was a good growth, you know, opportunity for me. But, you know, having that 23-11 race more planned and having to having the time to prepare for it was definitely comforting, and it made me feel more prepared going into that start. So it was a good opportunity. Definitely, you know, going back to the Truck Series and Xfinity Series, I felt more, you know, prepared and just better overall just from competing against those guys and seeing what makes them so good. Definitely look forward to doing some more of that this year.
So that first start at Dover, what was there any benefit in your mind to it being such a last notice kind of thing? Like, you had maybe had less time to think about it or in your head with for it?
From a stress level, I definitely say so. I definitely think with only having those 3 days to, I guess, think about it was, you know, such short notice and everything was so packed in that I never really got time to kind of digest it all. So really, to be honest with you, looking back at it, it was kind of a blur, just that whole week. And you know, even the race, I can't even remember half of the race. Is just such a blur. Everything happened so fast. But you know, I can confidently say that I learned a lot. And even within the other two Cup starts where I had a little bit more notice, I definitely learned a lot from those as well.
All right, we'll come over here to the right, and then we'll go to Chris Nye in the middle.
A two-part question. Can you talk about how much Legends Racing helped you out early on in your career? And then secondly, just some of your favorite memories of racing out here during the summers.
Yeah, I mean, it's of course where I cut my teeth, and I grew up in Marietta, Georgia, so not too far from here. And, you know, I grew up racing on this quarter mile right outside of this media center. And that was a very vital learning curve in my career coming from quarter midgets. So I think I ran 8 years in North Georgia in quarter midgets. So probably stayed a little bit too long compared to most developing drivers, you know, as a kid. But I think my couple years in Legends cars taught me a lot. You know, those cars are really on edge, really tough to drive, really tough to learn. It's your first opportunity to use a clutch and shift. And there's a lot of new things as a kid trying to, you know, learn how to just simply drive a race car. So, you know, definitely no regrets as far as that side of my career path. I think that was super important in learning car control and whatnot. And racing at Cordele a couple hours away here at Atlanta Motor Speedway, I went up to Charlotte and got my butt kicked for a little while as well. So those were all really good opportunities. And yeah, you know, looking back at the way I progressed in my career and how I did it all, I wouldn't change a thing.
Come over here to Chris Nye in the middle.
ChrisNyeCatchNuts.com. Corey, just curious if you know how many Xfinity Series races you will run with Sam Hunt Racing, and how will running additional races in Cup and Xfinity help you with your truck program at TruckCon?
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure on how many races I'm running this year, but I am starting at COTA next week, so that'll be a great opportunity. As far as how that'll help on the truck side, I think, you know, regardless of whether it's a Cup start, Xfinity start, late model, whatever it may be, I think as a developing driver, I think those opportunities all help. You know, it's two different skills, of course. I think the Cup starts are super beneficial just to see how the best guys do it and how they do it well. And then coming back to run the trucks, I think I can apply a lot of that and better myself on a weekly basis. So, you know, as I mentioned, I think regardless of where it is and how it happens, I think all starts are beneficial at my stage in my career. So definitely happy to be a part of that.
All right, any more questions for Corey today? Well, Corey, congrats on the steal. I'm looking forward to seeing more races this year.
All right, thanks, guys.